If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Well, good morning. How are you? Well, it's nice weather here, I tell you what.
If that wasn't a rhetorical question, I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah. It's all good. Mm-hmm. It's all good. I see the campaigns are moving on smoothly.
Every bit as smooth as they've been the past year.
Yeah, yeah. Just looking at the Jackson Browns coming to Boise. And on October 13th, which is my wife's birthday.
You can return the favor.
Yeah, she bought me tickets and a hotel and plane fare and all this stuff and she went with me, of course, to Jackson Brown in Reno, 2 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
2 months ago. And I assume it's the same tour. He's added some fall dates, and it's good. It was very good.
Worth seeing again. I've seen him a couple times myself.
Yeah, that was the third time I'd seen him. And each time, I appreciate him more than I did the last. It was good stuff. And he's very unorganized in his concerts. And no two are the same. He doesn't have a song list like most people have. He just, somebody will yell something on the audience, he'll go, oh, okay. And he'll play that song. And it's pretty good stuff.
One of the country singers was interviewed yesterday. It's I can't think of his name, but he's a fairly new guy, and he's one of those that wears the cowboy hat and, you know, has the beard and everything.
Sure. Doesn't everybody? Tired of beards?
Todd's going to tell me his name.
Chris Stapleton.
That's the guy.
Oh,
Chris,
yeah, he's
Chris
good.
Stapleton.
He's good.
Couldn't think of the name Chris, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But he said yesterday you'll never catch him lip-syncing for the simple reason that he doesn't want to ever have to play a song list.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to be able to turn to the band and say, you know, let's do Back in Black or something and just go ahead and, you know, and play it.
Yeah. Like Jackson Brown, I think his second song was like Rosie. Nobody even knows that song. And, you know, it was great.
It's been in a lot of lists, that song.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about the backlash, if you will, on the FBI pushing for a criminal case. And
it's interesting.
Juice.
It's interesting. It's like that absolutely solved nothing.
Yeah, no. Because
everyone who wanted Hillary Clinton to be indicted still does.
Yeah,
and said just the FBI either made a mistake or the fix is in, which is what. Trump said that. He said the fix is in.
It's too easy to say that, Donald.
He tweeted that.
Yeah, it's too easy to say that. It's too easy to say the fix. Yeah, I'm right. What? I was wrong?
And here's the deal.
The fix is in.
Here's the deal. If it turns out that Bill Clinton meeting with the attorney general was just a friendly chat.
Yeah, that was so bad.
And was just a coincidence that it happened last week ahead of this.
Was so
then
bad.
That's one heck of a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't believe in coincidences.
Yeah. Especially, here's the deal. You and I could go. You've been to the Phoenix Airport. And I could go there.
Sky Harbor.
We could go there 50,000 times and never see each other.
True.
If we were there at the same time.
It's a big airport.
But here's the thing. When I started to say that, I realized how stupid that was because they obviously don't go through.
Oh, they don't go through the regular.
They go through the.
Bill Clinton probably doesn't go through TSA.
No, and.
But yeah, I mean, obviously.
Neither does Loretta Lynch.
But obviously, those two had to have an appointment. It had to be set up by somebody because you don't just interrupt the attorney general and say, "Oh, I'd like to talk to you for an hour or so." You don't do that.
I wouldn't think so.
And I would assume that Bill Clinton has a fairly tight schedule as well. So you know, this was a planned thing.
And she did say that, you know, hindsight is 20/20.
That she probably shouldn't have met with him with this decision.
She would not do it
with this decision coming up in a few days.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it again.
Yeah, again, that seems like a no-brainer.
FBI Director James Comey will explain his Fox News words here. His bombshell decision not to recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton over her handling of sensitive emails in an appearance before lawmakers today. No, tomorrow, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Comey, who took no questions after announcing his decision yesterday, agreed to go before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee after several lawmakers sought an explanation in saying he would not press the Justice Department to pursue an indictment against the likely Democrat nominee for president. Comey, and then he laid out a strong case that she had violated several laws regulating
that was what I thought was
government
the
employees.
The interesting part of his entire, is how he prefaced it.
Yeah.
Well, the following laws were broken, and this was careless, and this was reckless, and da-da-da-da. But we don't have enough to indict anybody.
Yeah. FBI's recommendation, surprising and confusing, Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican from Utah, said the fact pattern presented by Director Comey makes clear Secretary Clinton violated the law. Individuals who intentionally skirt the law must be held accountable. Have they proved intent?
They think they have proved that there wasn't any intent, which is what the FBI thought.
Yeah.
Very quickly here, Ivan Aboisi wrote in to say about the people who started the Table Rock fire, since they did not intend to burn down the house, no charges should be brought, using the same legal logic as the FBI.
Well, that's so true. How would you like to be those guys?
Not much. Not now.
I wonder, we haven't heard it. Nothing happened while I was gone, huh? They didn't catch him?
Not that I know of. We have not heard yet that they've caught anybody.
KBOI News Time is 8:45. Do you need to sell your home fast? Turn to Core Group Realty and get more with Core. Find him at getmorewithcore.com. Final update of traffic this morning. Here's Logan Kramer. So you were talking off the air about the FBI investigation. I don't know if you were being facetious or not. Have there been 8 investigations into this?
You know, I'm not sure how many there have been, but
there have been a bunch.
Yeah, there have been maybe half a dozen or so. And it just kind of strikes me as funny as this announcement yesterday for the FBI. It didn't appease anyone who believes that she's guilty. Paul Ryan, you know, the Speaker of the House, the first thing he said was that, we're going to hold our own investigation next. And I thought, okay, great.
So it'll be number 9.
Well, if that's how many there have been.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not surprised by that because, it's like if you think somebody has done you wrong, you will probably keep looking for evidence that they have done you wrong long after everybody else has forgotten about it.
No question. That's absolutely true.
Because the fact is they've looked at the facts and they say, well, you know, there were crimes committed here. There were there was protocol that was not followed, and somebody should be resigning over this at the very least. And basically nothing ever happened. Even the FBI guy said, well, there was a lot of wrongdoing and a lot of stupid mistakes and a lot of this and that. But we're not going to indict anybody because we can't prove that there was any intent to do that. And I just think it's interesting. It's like Ivan said. I mean, those guys didn't intend to, burn up the hillside with fireworks and burn up a house. So since, that wasn't their intention to do so, they shouldn't be found guilty.
Yeah. That's and nothing will. So say Paul Ryan's group finds her guilty.
Mm-hmm. I mean, does that make any difference?
That's my question. What's going to happen there?
I mean, the House of Representatives can say, okay, we find you just as guilty as can be, I'm not sure they can. Well, I'm not sure they can indict. Maybe they can. Corey of Meridian says the standard isn't intent. The standard is gross negligence with this federal law. Comey laid out the case for gross negligence, hence a lot of people scratching their heads as to why charges aren't being filed.
Yep. It's so strange.
And
it goes on and on and on and on.
Bob wanted to know this. How the heck does Comey know a prosecutor would not prosecute? I heard many on TV that said they would.
Also true.
I think basically Comey's idea was, if I were a prosecutor, I wouldn't prosecute this. But he should have said it that way.
Yeah, and didn't.
John of Boise says Hillary Clinton may avoid criminal charges, but the searing rebuke of her extremely careless email practices Tuesday by FBI Director James Comey is likely to reverberate through the November election and, if she wins, well into her presidency. In a methodical 15-minute statement bringing an end to the FBI investigation of Clinton's personal email system while she was Secretary of State, Comey laid bare a litany of facts that amounted to a searing admonishment of her judgment, management, and stewardship of state secrets. And he says even as Comey lifted a legal cloud by announcing that the FBI would not recommend criminal charges, he systematically obliterated many of the key defenses Clinton and her advisors have offered to reassure the public in the 15 months since the discovery that she used a private email system. For instance, Clinton had insisted that she did not send or receive classified materials, but Comey said the FBI found that 110 of her emails contained classified information. And then she also said, well, none of this stuff was classified at the time I sent it. It was classified later. Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. 110 emails in 52 email chains discovered on her unauthorized server were classified at the time they were sent or received, including some that were top secret. He also said that while the probe did not prove Clinton's server was hacked, it may have been, he pointedly noted, that she used unsecure devices while visiting countries hostile to the United States.
Well, and
I'm just baffled that she was just kind of appointed as the Democratic nominee for president with all of this baggage.
The president has been out campaigning for her the last couple of days.
Yeah, and that's it, though.
And
they're not going to appear together again.
He keeps repeatedly saying that she's the most qualified person he's ever seen for the job of the presidency. She's the most qualified woman. She's the more qualified than any man who's ever had the job. And, you know, and I keep asking myself, what are the qualifications to be president? And I'm thinking, you know, in the year 2016, maybe one of the qualifications is you really ought to be computer literate.
Or have somebody really close to you who is.
In 1992, when Bill Clinton got elected, maybe you didn't have to be. 2016, you probably should be.
I am so terribly disappointed in the candidates for these two parties.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one.
It's 8:56. We'll be back after a news break.
If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News time is 9:06. Got a couple of phone calls. Let's get to them. Let's go to Rich of Boise. Rich, good morning.
Polish up their tinfoil hats and
Hang on just a sec. Rich, we missed. Start over, please. We missed the first part of your answer.
Oh, I said, looks like Republicans will just, and the conservatives will just have to polish up their tinfoil hats and move on to another conspiracy. The 8 investigations were from Benghazi. And I haven't found a Republican or conservative yet that can even tell me what they thought that Hillary did wrong with Benghazi. If she would have said 3 years ago she wasn't going to run for president, there'd have been no investigation, and you know that.
I think that's probably true.
You know, it's just ridiculous at this point. I mean, the Benghazi, I heard after the results came out for that, I heard people say, well, they were mad at Hillary for not sending troops or in there. And, of course, the military said there was nothing they can do. And it wasn't Hillary's call anyway, because Secretary of State doesn't even do those things.
Exactly. I think a lot of people are confused about the role of the Secretary of State and confused about her role, if you will, in that. Because Secretary of State, at least to my knowledge, can't just arbitrarily send troops into
No, I don't think Secretary of State really has a lot to do with it. But
But don't you, don't you think? I knew this was going to happen when the Democrats are just kind of going, all right, Hillary's the nominee, and whether the baggage is legitimate or not, and a lot of people think it is, I just think it was a stupid move by the Democrats to run her for president.
Well, you keep saying she was basically appointed, but she still had.
But nobody else jumped into the fray, really.
Well, I mean, there was Bernie Sanders.
Okay,
I mean, she had the toughest campaign, toughest primary. The only person that had a tougher primary in my lifetime than her was Barack Obama when she ran against him. Bernie Sanders put up more of a fight than all the Republicans did together, just because there was more of them.
Well, that should have told her something. If a 73-year-old socialist can take you to the mat, for crying out loud.
Well, because a lot of people are leaning that direction. I mean, the young people and stuff are getting tired of what's going on, so there are some changes. I mean, that's why Trump's popular, because people are mad.
Well, yeah, he's a backlash candidate.
Things are going on there. They're not buying that same old BS that you cut taxes for the rich people. It's going to trickle down to you. I think that's kind of what's going on both sides. They're not buying that old story.
Well, and that's why I think they're not buying Hillary either, because it's the same old, same old. You know?
Well, but she did get the nomination.
She did. I mean, she did, and I think it was a mistake. But what do I know? I'm just a guy sitting in a chair in Boise, Idaho.
All right.
I don't know. Thanks for the call.
See, I'm curious about something.
Yeah.
What the reason was for the FBI investigation in the first place.
Yeah.
Now, what they said is that they wanted to find out whether someone had purposely broken the law or had been grossly negligent. Okay. And then when the FBI director comes out and announces the findings, he said that she was extremely careless. She and the people who worked for her were extremely careless. Now, what's the difference between extremely careless and grossly negligent? I'm thinking if you're on trial for manslaughter, there probably isn't much of a difference.
Yeah, because of the words extreme and grossly are pretty close.
And negligence and carelessness
pretty close.
Might be synonyms, very possibly. Very close. But if the only reason for the FBI investigation was to find out whether or not Hillary Clinton purposely committed treason,
mm-hmm.
Well, then I guess they found out she didn't.
Right.
But really, was that the only reason to find out whether the Secretary of State purposely committed treason? I guess that must have been it, because when they found out, as far as they were concerned, when they found out that they decided that she didn't, then he said, okay, no charges. But how many people thought she purposely committed treason anyway? I think they thought she purposely set up her own email because she thought she was above any of the rules.
And
right there, that's a violation. That's a violation of protocol and the law.
Absolutely.
But if the only thing you were trying to find out was she basically, the State Department's answer to Edward Snowden, then I guess not.
Here's my deal. If you were Hillary Clinton and you wanted to take this stuff to a private server at your residence or whatever,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you ask somebody? Wouldn't you say...
But I wonder, who...
Is this good or is this bad? Is this against the law?
To whom do you pose the question, though?
A lawyer or somebody.
Okay, a good idea. State Department had to have attorneys.
No question. Can I do this? Is this okay?
And maybe she did. Maybe somebody said it was okay.
Well, I think she would have said she did.
And everybody just got it wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the back to the baggage thing with me.
There's
too many questions.
The thing is, I mean, what has been the biggest criticism of her entire campaign so far is that people don't find her trustworthy.
Yep.
Well, after this, they still don't.
Yeah. And people find both the candidates annoying to a huge degree.
Well, yeah, that part's true.
Let's go to John in Boise. John.
Hey, morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I think there are a few things that people aren't remembering.
Okay.
the one guy said, like, on Benghazi, there was nothing. I'll just bring up one thing.
Okay.
Hillary Clinton stated that there was no order given to stand down. Okay? The president said he gave an order, just do whatever needed to be done to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're saying that Hillary Clinton overruled the president?
Well, I'm not saying anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then also the other guy said to go ahead and send people in, the one under the president there. But anyway, I forget his name right offhand. But anyway, in over 10 hours, not one special unit, not Navy SEALs, no special ops, none were headed towards Benghazi. None whatsoever.
Well, I think the question here, though, John, is that her job or the president's or the Secretary of Defense? Who is it?
Huh? Who had Gaddafi taken out? That was Hillary Clinton that wanted him taken out. So she does have some things to do with that.
I don't think Hillary Clinton had.
She had an ambassador in there, and he was her responsibility. She can't say, hey, I need some help here. The president already gave an order,
mm-hmm.
and Secretary of Defense backed up that order, and yet nobody was charged with disobeying orders. Nobody's fired. Nobody's nothing. Okay, and Hillary Clinton testified. Nobody gave an order to stand down. A number of people said they were given an order to stand down.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Well, yeah, some of this just came out last week, too. Yeah.
Second thing, if I may.
Go ahead.
The second thing on the email thing, okay, that hasn't been brought up. I didn't hear the FBI director bring it up, but I haven't heard anybody bring it up at all.
Okay.
Is the fact, well, it's been brought up before, but not just recently, that Hillary Clinton, when she was sworn in as Secretary of State, she also was briefed on security procedures.
I would think everybody
is. She went through all the briefings, and she signed an oath that she would follow those security procedures.
Kind of makes you wonder, how brief was this briefing?
Oh, it's probably 3 weeks or so.
That's not very brief.
It's very, very intense to know your responsibilities. Of course, everybody can jog around it, I guess. But I'll tell you what: if you go, you're at your job, and you violate your rules at your job, everybody's going to say, "Well, you didn't know."
Are you talking about me?
And on lawyers, Hillary Clinton she's a lawyer herself.
True.
She served in the Senate.
True.
And she has a whole crew of lawyers that know how to wipe things clean and you can't find it.
Well,
she has some good lawyers. So to say she didn't know, she couldn't have, and she didn't have one.
All right, hurry up here, John. We're way late
here. She had a bunch of them. Okay, yeah. I'll get off.
All right,
anyway,
thanks.
Anyway, have a good one.
Thanks. And one of the statements he made late, the fact that she is a lawyer and was a senator and all this stuff, mm-hmm. she should have known to least check to see if that was illegal or not. We're way late.
Okay, he mentioned something about somebody being told to stand down. I'll address that after we get back from this break.
9:23, very short period of time left. Chris, you were going to explain to us something.
Mm-hmm. Let me get rid of this picture of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and get this back.
Oh, the rewards. I'll give the rewards code while you're doing that. Server, S-E-R-V-E-R, server.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 670kboi.com, enter server, earn today's 5,000 rewards points.
This came out last week that a member of the security team stationed at the CIA annex in Benghazi testified that his chief of base directed him to stand down while the nearby U.S. special mission came under attack the night of September 11th, 2012. A second security team member said he did not directly hear the words "stand down" from the chief of base, but that those words "stand down" were relayed to him by another security team member. Other members said they were told to wait and did not hear anything about a stand down order. The chief of base at the CIA annex in Benghazi, for his part, testified that he did not use the term "stand down," but confirmed that he told his security team to wait and not to deploy yet while he tried to obtain reinforcements from local Libyan security forces. The alleged orders to wait were also described by other witnesses. The conflicting testimony was provided to the House Select Committee on Benghazi and contained in a 339-page House Democrat report on Benghazi released on Monday and reviewed in full by Breitbart Jerusalem. The report was issued prior to the release on Tuesday of the Benghazi Committee's final report. But some people said they heard the word "stand down," and the guy who supposedly said "stand down" said, "I don't remember saying stand down, but I do remember telling them to wait until we got more people."
Yeah.
Which, you know, it might have been the way to do it, but I guess they never got more people.
Yeah. Let's go to Steve in Boise. Steve, you got about a minute.
Hey, yeah. Hey, sorry, guys. Hey, you know, the bottom line is, man, there was nobody coming to Benghazi. You know, it was in the plan. You know, Hillary botched that whole deal. The election was coming up in 50 days with Obama. They didn't want to have a mess. Unfortunately, there was six guys or eight guys there that weren't going to let it happen to Americans, and it botched the whole thing. Now you got to leave a trail of lies and deceit to try to get out of it. That's the bottom line. And once again, they come through, don't they? I mean, you know, here you got, like Hannity said one night, you know, they could have a video of Hillary robbing a bank with pistols, and the media wouldn't believe it. It's just the way it is, you know. And here the guy laid down the case. The FBI director, Paul Jay, laid down the case of everything she did illegally and then dropped it at the end.
Yeah,
I mean, it sounded like he was preparing to deliver a guilty plea, and then he dropped it. Bottom line is they got to him, they got to Loretta, they told them something that, hey, there's something for you in the end here. Maybe they had something on Tomey personally, whatever. But at the end of the day, if the American people can't see, the rest of us would be in prison already, Paul Jay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That was an automatic fade there because we're at 9:26. I was intent on listening. And thanks for the call. It's 9:26. We're out of here. Say, why should I clean my car? But I know...
So it will be clean.
That's true. But I know that July is National Carpet Cleaning Month.
What better time than to get your carpet cleaned by Zero Res?
Zero Res. They do the best job, 383-1000. I'm just looking at some of these stats.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase to sweep under the carpet is figuratively because people used to do that. You know, they weren't really carpets, so they were those
rugs, big
rugs,
area rugs.
Big area rugs.
By the way, Zero Res cleans area rugs as well.
Wall-to-wall carpeting is less healthy than smaller rugs because wall-to-wall carpets tend to be more permanent and harder to clean unless
you call Zero Res.
You call the guys at Zero Res because they can do it. They clean not only carpet, but furniture, rugs, tile, grout, and wood as well.
And when they were at my house, the guy was explaining each thing to me because I was curious and wanted to ask questions about it.
What are you doing now?
And
what are you
doing now? He was showing me each one of the procedures.
What are you doing now?
The one that I thought was great was when they were actually getting the moisture out of the carpet pad underneath the carpet.
Isn't that cool?
It's terrific.
Yeah, and they like sucked up a whole dog out of my carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big one, too.
And rightly so.
They will clean your carpet like it's never been cleaned before. They'll take care of your other stuff, too. Zero Res, 383-1000.
Hi, this is Brad Dillon for Dennis Dillon No-Risk Used Cars and Trucks. What is a no-risk Dennis Dillon used vehicle? It's simple. A forever warranty on almost every vehicle in stock. That's right. Choose from hundreds of used cars and trucks with forever warranties on almost every one. Plus, enjoy Dennis Dillon's extensive Carfax back certification process. And if you decide you don't like the car or truck, simply bring it back for a full refund, no questions asked. The Dennis Dillon No Risk Used Vehicle Program, now at every Dennis Dillon location.
Live from the Sandler Training Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
All right, till we're back, man. The phone lines are jammed. And Steve had a point he wanted to finish, so let's go back and finish him up. Steve.
Hey, Paul J., thanks a lot for waiting for me. Hey, you know, the thing I was saying, I was in the service in 1970 when we arrived in the European theater on the way to Vietnam. We were in our military unit, we were set down in security clearance, and we were told out blank, look, there's going to be rush, there's going to be people in bars, there's going to be off post, there's going to be people, young ladies, get a girlfriend, blah, 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 keep your mouth shut. Guys before you are in Leavenworth right now for giving them a tank manual, a manual on how to operate a M1A1 tank.
Sure.
And the directions in it. Are you kidding me? In this high of office, then the FBI director laid this out, man. He laid out the case of why she should be indicted. Everything he said was all the things that she did. They had one this morning, was pretty cool, on 580, where they had Hillary saying one thing and the FBI director saying another. You ought to listen to it, because she says it has a clip of her. No, I never sent any mails or received any mails. Then it has a clip of him. There was over 110 highly classified at the time, and then it would have her say another thing and him another, and everything that's so contradictory. You and I, my friend, would be on our way to Leavenworth right now, and it's like all I can say is, when are the American people going to step up and listen to the music? And then Billy, you know, he meets with Loretta Lynch a week ago on her plane, and then all of a sudden this is resolved the next week by the FBI director. Give me a break. And they're talking about the grandkids and golfing. Whatever. You know, this is so in your face, it's getting ridiculous now.
Yeah.
I just hope people can just realize it and snap out of it, man.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, have a great day, guys. Love you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember when he was talking about the, you know, briefings that soldiers got in World War II. Loose lips sink ships. Remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of it. I wasn't around. Yeah, but exactly. The disgruntled vet says negligence doesn't require intent. Neither does prosecution. It's interesting. The FBI director said yesterday, James Comey, or not? Yeah, he said yesterday that no reasonable prosecutor would go forward with this. And immediately I thought, well, good, then that means about 80% of them would.
Yeah. Let's find an unreasonable one. Let's go to John in Boise. John.
No reasonable prosecutor who liked his job.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Yeah, well, you know. So, let's see here. Receipt, publication, distribution, and preservation of the laws of the United States. I wonder where that comes from. Oh, yeah, that's one of those things that the Secretary of State is responsible for.
Yeah, job description.
That's not my description.
No. No, I know.
That's the legal description. Even if it wasn't who it is, if it was Marianne down here at the Idaho State House, she would be gone. There weren't a bunch of people saying that General Petraeus had no intent, but he's gone. But yet, there's just, you know, too many bucket carriers, and we wonder why.
Well, somebody yesterday was making the distinction between Clinton and Petraeus, is saying that she was negligent, meaning that it wouldn't have been difficult for people to receive the information that she was, you know, putting on her emails. But in the case of Petraeus, he purposely told someone who wasn't supposed to know, and he knew what he was doing. He just didn't think it was a big deal that this, you know, that this particular individual wouldn't, you know, turn around and sell the secret.
So if I hand one piece of paper to one person, mm-hmm. And on my way back, I throw them out the airplane.
Yeah, I mean, basically, that's the distinction. If you wrote it down on a piece of paper and passed it to, say, a Russian or something, that would be completely different, I guess, than if you wrote it down on a piece of paper, wadded it up, and threw it into the wastebasket that was next to the Russian.
Well, and this is why we have those like the first caller there that are just beyond belief.
Yeah.
Right. And he's right. It is so in your face. We can do whatever we like. And I guess the last words would be, we can question any government. Thank you, Hillary. Have a good day.
All right, John. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the, whoa, I shouldn't have done that, and it didn't work, so I think I'm all right. Hang on a second.
Well, I can't argue with that. Very quickly here, let's see.
Mark, hang on.
Bob,
oh, go ahead.
Bob wants to say, just wanted your take on how James Comey at 6'8 can stand up without a spine. And how can he talk so low without, okay, never mind that. But, yeah. Fair question.
Yeah, I know.
Am I on?
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hey. Hey, Paul. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, you know what? I've used the term on the show in the past. We have nothing better than a federalized mafia running this country. We're no better now under Clinton, under Obama, than what you see in a banana republic out of Central or South America. You know, there's got to be something wrong with half the population in this country whose brains seem to be wired wrong. Our country's going into a death spiral. Now, you're going to go vote for somebody with a history of corruption, meaning the Clintons, Hillary, and Billy Bob himself, and you'll still go out and vote for him. There was something I saw on WorldNet Daily about a month ago. I don't know if you guys ever saw this. There was a case where the Clintons were in the White House at the time. There was an Easter egg hunt, which they do every year, right, during Easter. There was a case where she was out there. Secret Service agents were around her. It was reported widely by a number of people around Hillary that they had a bunch of mentally and physically disabled kids out there on the White House lawn. And she came up with the F-bomb, when are they going to get these effing retards out of here? Now, you know what? You liberals out there who think she's God's great gift to mankind and this nation, what is wrong with the minds of people who don't pay attention to this, to the corruption that has gone on with the Clintons all the way past before Whitewater? It's insane. I mean, there's obviously something wrong. And you know what? The people who despise and hate Trump, can any of you tell me where you can find the baggage on Trump anywhere coming close to what's on the Clintons, especially Hillary?
He's got different kinds of baggage.
Nothing that would involve the security and the safety of our nation.
Yeah, he's never been trusted with that up till now.
Well, I'll tell you, we already know what we got now under Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what we have under Obama. You know, this nation, like I said, we're going to a death spiral. If you people out there who think Hillary is the answer to all of our woes, you want to send this country in the final finish over the cliff, then you go ahead and vote for her because you're all part of a death cult. I'll let you go on that.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Okey-doke.
And I screwed that up. I was looking up that retards thing, and when are they going to get those blanking retards out of here? Those are said to be the infamous words of Hillary Clinton, also known as Arkansas Mother of the Year in 1984, when she reportedly grew frustrated that handicapped children weren't collecting their Easter eggs quickly enough on the... Oh, this didn't happen in the White House, Mark. This happened in the Arkansas governor's mansion.
Oh,
allegedly.
So years ago?
Children were having a wonderful time, but they were having a very, very, very slow time finding eggs, wrote Doyle Kyle, a childhood sweetheart of Bill Clinton, who had a 33-year relationship with him. This is from a book called Hillary, the Other Woman, a Political Memoir.
Okay.
And she recounted the story as told to her by Arkansas state police troopers and a mutual friend. Did she say it? I don't know. I wasn't there. But at least some people say she did. So, there
mm-hmm.
you go. We like to check things out. It was in the governor's mansion, though.
It's the message from Bob here.
Not that it matters.
We need to go to a break, but Bob says, as of today, lawyers all over the country are putting in a new page in their defense strategy books. It's called Hillary No Intent Strategy. This is where a man, due to gross negligence, can be driving drunk and run someone over and kill them, but because he had no intent to kill him, he cannot be charged. This will certainly keep the prisons much less crowded, and felons, as we speak, are asking their lawyers to appeal to the judge for a new trial. Thank you, Hillary Clinton, for your contribution to modern law.
Well, there you go. It's the same with the fires, right?
I guess
didn't intend to burn those houses down.
Yeah, wow.
KBOI News Time, 9:47.
Hi.
All righty-dighty. 9:51, got a lot of phone calls, so let's get to them. Let's go to Scotty in Middleton. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning. No, I don't want you to think I'm saying is the same as this guy I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about Winston Churchill.
Okay.
And Donald Trump is in the same position as what Winston Churchill is in before the Second World War and after the Second World War. Winston Churchill tried to warn the British people prior to the 1939 war. And after the war finished in 1945, the British people rejected him.
Yep.
They rejected him on the same promises, believe it or not, as what's getting made today. But anyway, sir, don't say that I'm trying to say Donald Trump is another Winston Churchill.
Yeah,
he's in the same position.
Yeah, he's not
anyway,
another.
Gentlemen, hey, I'll let someone else go on. Great program. Have a good day. Be safe.
Thanks, Scotty.
Okay.
Well, it's always amazing that Winston Churchill was just basically booted out.
I understand what he was saying. You know, Donald Trump is not exactly Winston Churchill, but then he's not Neville Chamberlain either.
Yeah.
Because Neville Chamberlain was the one that basically told Hitler, do what you want in your part of Europe, just leave
just
us
don't
alone.
Bomb my house.
And Hitler promised he would and then dropped bombs anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to Brian in Phoenix. Brian.
Hey, good morning, my friends.
Morning, Brian.
Hey, I'm seeing that there's a story about a officer shooting down in Baton Rouge. And I don't think that the media is reporting that he had a pretty significant arrest and conviction history. And I don't think it's really being reported about that. I mean, people are out for blood for these police
officers. Yeah, I saw that. He was also armed, but he did not have the gun out at the time he was shot.
Yeah, I mean, we have some pretty significant convictions here, and I just hope the media will take some time and kind of give a balanced reporting for, you know, what happened and what this gentleman was involved in previously, because it may have had a lot to do with the police's actions.
Yeah, he was known to the police. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right.
Hey,
thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks,
I listen daily from Phoenix.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Excellent. Let's go to Terry and Carrie. Terry.
Yes, a few years ago when little Billy Goat Nottenhaler Clinton was in office, I happened upon a person, I believe it was in Ketchum, whose sister worked as a domestic in the White House. And now this is kind of odd, but I don't think it's a made-up story. Why would anyone make this up? She said Hillary told the domestics, when she was walking down the hall or whatever, to not meet her eyes, to not make eye contact with her.
Now, I heard the same story, but about Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where it did. You know, I just thought I'd pass it on.
Okay.
So, and I love Scotty. I wanted to say that. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry. Have a good day. Now, I think that's, you're not supposed to make eye contact with the president or the first lady. I just think you're not supposed
to. It's actually just kind of a rule as a domestic.
Yeah.
They teach you that, I guess, in butler school.
Mm-hmm.
When it's okay to acknowledge the presence of the master or the mistress and when it's not.
It's when they speak to you.
Quickly here, I know we're almost out of time. Mark of Meridian says, I think Hillary out-Republican the Republicans. Remember Valerie Plame. And, well, I mean, somebody was indicted about that, but they were indicted about the cover-up.
Yeah.
And that was Scooter Libby. I mean, he lost.
Scooter!
He had three jobs. He lost all of them, and he had to serve some time in prison.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who actually leaked Valerie Plame's CIA status to the press was Richard Armitage, and he did not go to prison.
So weird. All right. Tomorrow's another day. We'll be here. For you Thursday. Stay cool today. It's going to only be 80 degrees. I love it. Something to think about with Mike Rogers is next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
According to the FBI director, she didn't do the crime, so she doesn't have to do the time. Director Jim Comey yesterday tossed out the lifeline former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's campaign was hoping for. A conclusion of the months-long FBI investigation into Clinton's private email server with a recommendation to the Justice Department that no charges be brought. The FBI director announced no charges against Hillary Clinton the same day she strolled off Air Force One to a campaign event with the guy who appointed Comey, President Obama. This happened mere days after Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, had a private meeting with Comey's boss, Attorney General Loretta Lynch. As a former FBI agent, I'll always defend the professionalism and independence of the Bureau. But regardless of whether or not a crime was committed in this case, the optics of how it played out was terrible. It'll feed into a sense that Americans' institutions are broken and the system is rigged. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.